Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
We are back. This is Note by Note Radio Show. I want to welcome everybody and thank you for coming back after our long break. I'm super excited to be back in the studio. I haven't been here forever. I caught a couple Sunday night shows, I think, in our breaks there. Glad to be here. Glad to be back on air. With me in the studio tonight is, of course, Dan Mance. Dan, say hello to everybody.
What's up?
And with me, coming from to us from his studio, I would like to welcome, he is a mutual friend of Dan and I's. He's been on the air with Dan before. They have a long-standing history together. And he is going to be a part of the show for the foreseeable future at this point. Dan and I have run into scheduling conflicts that, you know, we just can't overcome at this point.
He
actually got off work early enough tonight, thank God, on the first night at least, be a part of this. So we want to welcome him. We're going to have him for the first just a little bit here. He's got shit to do.
Do you want to introduce your
guest? I do. His name is, I was getting there. Sorry. We got sidetracked with you again. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Brian. Brian.
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me. Thanks for having me on the show. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. I think so, too. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day and, time that you've committed to doing this with me. And, doing the show and everything like that. So I'm really grateful and in your debt. So I want to say thank you.
Oh, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. I love music. I have a passion for it. Big fan of it. And it ain't nothing for me. You know, I just duct tape the kids to the wall and I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. Well, at least I don't have to do that. I just get a ride over here because my truck's broke down right now. And as long as I get away over here, you know, I'm good to go. But, anywho, we are on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to your Facebook search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show. We are the first ones, probably the only ones that pop up. I don't think anybody else has got our name. Hit that like button, hit that share button. Let everybody know what we're trying to do. It's nothing fancy. It's all casual. We're just talking music, you know. So please, you know, listen in and, call in live into the show if you would like. That number is 718-664-9735. Again, that number is 718-664-9735. Call in. Talk to us live. Also, as part of our changeover, and we have went from Wicked Curiosity Radio Network, we are now Wicked Curiosity Media. And so if you could go to YouTube, Wicked Curiosity has a YouTube channel. That's where you will find our videos from all of our various outings and things that we're doing, you know, as a family, because we are a big family here, and stay in touch with what's happening, what's going on.
Don't forget the Facebook page for WCM.
Oh, and the Facebook page, yeah. You do the big rig, the corporate. You do the corporate plugs. That's what I was getting at.
Head over to Wicked Curiosity Media's Facebook page. They're the ones that graciously allow us to broadcast in their studios and on their network. And, you know, they support us and support all the shows on Wicked Curiosity Media. Also, head on over to Angel's Hand Facebook page. Well, I mean, they're the ones that pay our bills, so we kind of have to give them a little bit of blood there.
Yes.
They're also kind of a cool people, so head on over there. Other exciting news, we have a website now.
We do.
It's kind of long, so I'll get a pen and a piece of paper and done. you know, you can find the website on the Wicked Curiosity Media Facebook page. There's a couple posts about it. There's also a link in on the page. It's www.wickedcuriosity.com. Wixsite.wixsite/WCMedia. I know it's kind of long, but it was free. go check it out. There's links to all the Facebook pages on the shows. There's a link on the show page on the website. If you go to the logo that says Wiki Curiosity Media Shows, if you click that, it takes you to blogtalkradio.com/WickedCuriosity, which is where all of our shows from the very beginning of WCRN are on. They're on that page. You can go listen to any show that you want. All of them. Go check them out. Also, links to our Facebook pages are on there. We also have our blogs up.
Yep.
We've got the Behind the Screen blog, which is, you know, the show that I run. We've got the Note by Note blog, which is the show that Guy in Glasses runs. And we also have a new blog called Falling from Grace, which is Miss Angel's blog. So we've got a couple of blogs up there. You need to go check them out. You know, leave us a little comment. Tell us what you like about the blogs. We've only got one up right now. And we're going to let that run for this next week, you know, next Friday. We'll have new blogs up, but we're going to let it run another week just because of the content.
So we're going to do are we going to do weekly blogs? Or?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be doing weekly blogs. You know, this one was a little extra, a little down to earth, a little more to the home.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to leave it up for 2 weeks so, you know, we can get exposure and stuff like that. Go check out the blogs. Go check out the page. Go check out the website and, you know, check out the shows and stuff. Also, if you don't mind me doing another little plug.
No, please. In the world, man, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. All right.
I got it.
That was Miss Angel in the background. So, our friends over at Contraband Games, if you listen to Behind the Screen at all, you've heard us talk about them. If you're, you know, if you follow the page, you see the posts. They have a tabletop RPG that they have come up with and they have created. Well, the Kickstarter started this week, kicked off this week. So it's getting closer to where we can actually own the game.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of Dungeons & Dragons-ish, but not as involved.
Right.
It's a lot simpler. But it's also, it's a lot. So, they are doing a fundraiser in April, beginning of April, called Save Versus Hunger at the Second Harvest Food Bank's headquarters in Maryville, Tennessee, where they are raising money they are helping to raise money. They're part of this group of, tabletop
gamers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of tabletop games. You got Dungeons & Dragons. You've got like any of the Star Trek or Star Wars, any of the warlords of Ka'a, which, I mean, you know.
So, a little snippet about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
They, so ticket sales opened today.
Okay.
You go in and you buy your ticket, which is essentially, it's a badge, and then you go over, if you go look in their page, it'll tell you where to go over to register for each game, because you have to register for the games that you're going to play. I don't remember the name of it because it's, I don't know, geeky tabletop gaming, Warforge or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, all of it is on their...
It's on their page.
It's on their page.
And that's where we want you to go anyways. We
yeah.
want you to
yeah.
go to Contraband Games.
Yeah.
And go check out
yeah.
their site and go check out their posts about this event that they've got coming up. We want to show them love and support by any means we can. We got to meet these people at CreepyCon. Last year, the event that we go to every year as a, as a network, as a group, it was really so much fun, and we've talked a lot about them and stuff like that. And you guys have even got to hang out with them since then.
Yeah, we've actually done an interview with them, and that's actually on our DCM YouTube channel.
Right. Absolutely. You know, so we, you know. And that's the biggest thing. We want you to go check these people out because they are absolutely just wonderful people. And they have come up with just an awesome killer game. They took all that excess, you know, time consuming rolling and stuff like that out of it. And
what's
And it's more action in me. It's more fun. It's more involving. And it's more, you know, kind of gets you up on your feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And different characters that, you know, that they have complete backgrounds that they've made up for and stuff like that. And it's just really, really cool and, involving. Other than the other role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, which it is very much based off of.
Yeah.
You know, which is nothing
place.
Against Dungeons & Dragons. For it is what it is. I mean, it's, you know. It's its own little entity, but it is a simplified version, and it's just much more engaging.
And it's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
It's a post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. So they've got two. They've got What Remains, which is a post-apocalyptic version. It's what happens.
What they're selling on the Kickstarter.
Right. That's the one they're selling on the Kickstarter. It happens after. It's what would have happened if... You know, everything that everybody was predicting in the year 2000 happened. All the computers crashed and everything like that.
And zombies and
stuff like that. They've got aliens and zombies and all these kind of mutants and stuff like that. And it's actually a very interesting game because, it is set in a post-apocalyptic world. And they also have one that they are testing right now, beta testing, which is called Behind the Mask, which is a superhero one. So, but What Remains is the Kickstarter. What Remains is their
bread and butter.
Yeah,
their baby.
Bread and butter. It's their watch. Yeah.
Right, we've got to play it several times. You know, we've played games at CreepyCon and stuff like that. And it was such a blast.
And Dan and I and Austin actually would play a 6-hour game with them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the only thing we ever stopped was to use the bathroom and grab a cigarette. And I'm telling you, it did not feel like it lasted 6 hours. I mean, it was, we sat down, we started, we peed, smoked, we came back, we finished. When we went in there, it was light. When we came out, it was dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that involved and just that engaging. It just keeps you going.
And you really can. I mean, it's almost like, you know, I mean, you can do just about anything imaginable in the game. It's almost like a role-playing version of Grand Theft Auto or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can do almost anything in this game. Roll the dice.
So. But those are my plugs.
Okay.
That's my thing. I want to welcome Note by Note back. Glad to have you back. I've been trying to get you on the air, back on the air for a while.
It's been a minute. It has.
You said, our schedules don't exactly mesh up all the time. But glad to have Brian back on the air as well. Hopefully we can get his show up and running and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And, I'll let him plug that here in a little bit. But glad to have you back. It's good to hear Note by Note again. And I hope you all have a good show.
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. And, you know, always much love to you, sir. Appreciate all that you do. You know, thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes and talking to stuff like that. And, you know, I'm going to go let you chill.
Yeah. The new episode of Clone Wars Season 7 dropped today, so I got to go watch that.
Right. Yeah, I got to go watch that.
Right.
That's obviously what you need to go do right now.
Well, yeah. And hang out with the family. But,
right.
You know, Clone Wars Season 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Clone Wars, people.
It's a Star Wars thing.
That's what
it is.
Yeah. I mean,
all right. Jeremy?
Sir?
Brian? Did we lose Brian?
No. Did he?
No,
got
sorry.
Switched.
I'm here.
He forgot to turn off his mute button. Yeah.
There's...
All right. And he was listening to us go on about Crush Band Games, and he was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to hear this.
Yeah,
bullshit.
He's like, I'm not even a part of this right now. He's about to
I'm
out
of practice.
Yeah.
I'm out of practice.
Brian, we are glad that you're here, buddy. We appreciate you being on with us.
All right, anytime. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys have your show.
All right, David.
I know it's going to be an amazing show. Can't wait. We'll be listening to it, you know, outside of the studio. So, y'all have a good show.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
And as always, stay safe, stay smart.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit.
Right. Right.
Anyway, y'all have a good show.
Thanks, buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Dan this evening.
I'm out. Peace.
Hopefully, that's not the last that Nope I Don't hears from him. Hopefully, he can work out time where he can be back on air with us and stuff like that. You know, more the merrier, I always say. More the device, you know, of the division of opinions and stuff. That's what I was getting at. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the more advice, you know, the more, I don't know. It's always nice to have more of an opinion from different sources, because I may think one song sucks, and then you might think it sucks. Somebody comes in and tells them why it don't suck to them, and, you know, it gives you a whole new perspective when you hear it again. So you might go back and listen to it and actually be like, okay, I kind of like this.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, I'm very, you know, diverse in that anyways. You know, I mean, I love, you know, hearing different music and different new music and stuff like that. I mean, there's music that I like that you don't even understand the damn words to. There's a song I'm going to talk about tonight that I don't understand the damn words. You know, it's Despacito.
It's the beat, man. It's all that.
It's
beat.
Something like that, yeah. And it's like, it's all, yeah, it makes you want to move, buddy. It does. Absolutely. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk tonight about music of 2018 and what it meant to me, what it meant to Brian, what it meant to anybody else who calls in and voices their opinion on the subject. Again, if you want to call in live, that number is 718-664-9735. If there's a song that come out last year that you have an opinion about, think it was awesome, think it sucked, you know, let us know. I want to hear from you. Brian wants to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. I love talking music, and you know, because I have my own opinion about subjects that we're going to talk about tonight. One of them being which Billie Eilish. And it's not going to be an opinion that most people agree with. And frankly, I don't give a shit. So, you know, that's, you know, and it's nothing personal against, you know, her. It's just how I feel. The way the music comes across to me, you know, which is not everybody's cup of tea. A lot of people like it. Obviously, it makes you took home 4 Grammys.
I'm going to be honest. She is a complete waste of talent. It's like 5, I think it was. She's a complete waste of talent. This girl don't know what the hell she's doing. She don't know what she wants. It's all about fucking. That's the problem with music anymore. It's all about money. What kind of money can I make? It ain't about what you actually believe in or stand for. It don't have no heart in it anymore. It's all about fucking money. If you look at all the music she did, it's all depressive, sad, I want to die, I want to kill myself. And then she goes and does the James Bond theme song saying, I don't want to die, or I'm never gonna die, or something. I forget the name of it. Like, you completely just crossed everything you stood for so far. So for what, a few extra bucks? That's and not only that, but her song, her voice does not fit the music she does.
I don't know, that constant whisper that she does, you know what I'm saying? It's just a constant, you know, just low, and it's like this, and it's like, you know, female version of Michael Jackson when he's talking, you know? raise your voice, speak and be heard. That's what music is about, you know, like. There's a time for that. There's a time for a whisper in a song or something like that, you know. But when your whole thing is a very monotone, you know, same thing through, and it's just very, you know, sad and depressive, you know, it's like, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? And I realize
something
that.
Something different. Change it up.
I mean, I realize that art is, or music is abstract, you know, it's art, it's, you know, expression of feelings and stuff like that, but I don't know, I think it's so much anymore that's all you see, it's all you hear, and it's either about, you know, like in hip-hop, it's all bitches and hoes and money and making bank and cars and this and that and being big. And, you know, on the, let's say, on a pop side of it, it's either like love songs or, you know, I Want to Die songs. You know, it's, yeah, there's just not enough diversification.
Well, and that, like I said a minute ago, you know, change it up. You know, you go back, you look at somebody who's very popular, who's got an amazing voice. You look at Adele. I'll give you Adele. She plays some slow song, you know, she's got her love song or whatever, like, you know, but they change up their style of how they sing the music. So you get to hear many different the ways that they can actually throw their vocals around. And I say Adele because we'll go with a female singer who's actually established herself. But she does. She gives her listeners something that they want to hear, and it's a change of everything. So, if you're a huge fan of hers, that whatever type of music, whatever type of mood you're feeling, there's the type of song that you can listen to for that mood.
You're absolutely right, and most of us can really do that. They have that, you know, they can do really any type of song and make it really heartfelt and everything like that. But, I mean, her top two songs, you know, are just like, I don't know. They're just, I don't get the appeal of it. And granted, she's young and, you know, she's pretty or whatever, but like that, you know, and she can sing, but I don't know, the topic of it is just, I don't know. It's just all Debbie Downer to me, you know, and I don't necessarily like that. I think there's a time for that, but when all of it just sounds depressing and you have a plethora of songs that are the exact same thing that are, you know, it's the same sad poppy, you know, pop music or whatever sound, it just gets old. So, you know, like, I mean, I'll give her props and her accomplishments. You know, that's nothing I've ever done. But to me personally, it's just like, I don't really give a shit. You know?
Right. No, and you're right. I mean, it really is. It's always the same shit. Now, I give it to her. She's consistent. But it just, it bores me. It does. It bores me a lot. You know, you've got to change it up. If you're going to stay consistent, give us a few things that change. You know, hit a couple notes in your song in one track. Change it all together. Give us another track of something completely different. Show us what you can do. Look at David Draymond, you know, lead singer for Disturbed. Look what he did with Sounds of Silence. I mean, it just completely left field from what they're used to, you know, what they used to do. And, I mean, that right there is just, it blows you off your fucking seat. If you haven't heard it before, you know, and then you go and you listen to them, and then you hear something like that. It's like, whoa, who the hell is this? You know, and you don't even realize it. Or you might, if you listen to them enough, you're going to notice the voice. But if you're listening for the first time and then you go in and listen to that, dude, it'll blow you away because it's going to change it up. Because a real artist knows they need to give you a different – they need to mix it up. Otherwise, you're going to get bored.
No, I just – you know, to me, it just didn't stand out as it seems to stand out to everybody else. You know, like I said, I mean, she was – you know, she was awarded 5 Grammys. It's 5 out of the 6 that she was nominated for, she won. So
yeah, I know.
And youngest artist to do that, and the first female to do that since Criss Cross in 81.
Yeah, I know, she's like the youngest artist out of the UK or some shit like that.
So it's like, you know,
I give
applaud
her a
for that. I just don't.
Right.
I just don't care. That's all. I just didn't care for the music. It's just not my cup of tea. Not the way it's presented. It comes out, you know, and that whisper
No, I get
without
it. I mean,
hitting any kind of high notes, you know, and there's no depth. There's just like there's no soul behind it. You know, you can be you can have a depressing song, you know, if it's coming across, you know, very soulful. I guess I don't know how to describe it, but
no, I get you. I mean,
there's nothing behind it.
That makes me think of Gavin DeGraw. I don't know if you listen to him or not, but a lot of people know him as he did the theme song for One Tree Hill when it was real big. But that dude can sing. He's got a set of fucking lungs on him. But he can sing really, really, I mean, just beautiful. But then he gave us, he did a cover to Change Is Gonna Come, which everybody knows the great Sam Cooke. Did Change Is Gonna Come, and he did his own version of that. And it don't matter if you like him or you hate him. If you listen to this song, it'll give you a whole new level of respect for this guy, for what he can do. I mean, it's just a beautiful cover of it. Honestly, I like that cover better than I do Sam Cooke. But then, once again, it goes to he changed it up. He gave us something different. Now, yeah, it was just a cover. It wasn't his song, but he changed it up. He gave us something different than what he had been doing.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, it just goes back to anymore. It's just, there's just a lot of the same, you know.
There's no originality.
Repetitive stuff out there. Exactly. And,
Hollywood making movies. There's no originality. You know,
and that's why, you know, I mean, I've gotten into a lot of, you know, like, finding bands on YouTube and stuff like that, you know, ones that aren't on the radio all the time, the ones that you don't know of. There's so much music that is just absolutely, you know, looked over because it's not on the radio. It's not on that everyday, you know, that everybody listens to and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, you know, getting to be, you know, repetitive, you know. And once there is a hit song out, what do? They overplay. You know, they play it 3 times an hour, and then they get tired of it.
More.
You know, and it's just, and you know, it's like you've got to use interest and stuff like that. And that's why I don't understand, you know, why there is so much underground. You know, why there is so much, you know, that people listen to, because it comes across as unmarketable. You know, either the group themselves or the music. And it's bullshit because a lot of it is fucking awesome, but you'll never hear it on the radio or anything because some guy in a fucking suit said no.
Yeah. Well, it's like a prime example. I don't know exactly how you feel about it. But I bet you, I told you the name of it. Check it out. That song, Colors. And
by the Jeffries. Yeah. Yeah. I listened to it right before the show.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. I love that raw sound.
Dude, his vocals though on it. I think that really does the song. That little rugged sound he's got. I don't know. It's different, you know. And
he's got a raspiness to his voice.
Yeah, I never even heard of him. I was trying and I was scrolling YouTube one day. And you know how you get a song and then it'll have other, you know, other songs and this and that going down. And I seen it and I was like, man, what the hell is this? And I was like, fuck that. And I accidentally clicked on it anyway because I was in the car and I was like trying to drive. So I shouldn't have done it, but I was. And I clicked on it. Of course, I got a Bluetooth through the phone. Well, I couldn't change it because there was a cop coming up by. And so I'm like, fuck it. So I just let it play. And I was like, dude, this is awesome. Like, I really like this song. And so I've checked out a couple of their other ones. And but I definitely recommend it. If anybody out there wants to figure out, go to YouTube, type in the Jeffries. It's J-E-T-H-R-I-E-S. And check out the song Color Scheme. It gets awesome.
No, say, you kind of broke up there the last little bit. So, say, spell it out again.
It's J-E-P-H-R-I-E-S, the Jeffries. And it's called. The song is called Color Scheme. And they've got a few other songs and this and that, but it's like that song, that album they released, it came out in 2019. They did the album in 2017, but they took a year and a half just to work on it and make sure it sounded just right before they put it out. That's the shit that I like to hear. I mean, you get a small group, you know, you get a group of guys, they put in the time, they put in the work, they want to make sure it sounds just right. You know, this isn't a group that's famous, so they're not going to a studio and having everybody do this shit for them. I mean, they're doing a lot of this themselves. And that right there is what makes the band great.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you just, you know, anymore you've got the people that just want to, they want to just jump in, bam, 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 and they will, you know, basically, you know, what everybody talks about, you know, sell out to do that, to hurry up, to make that quick buck, you know, just because that sells, you know, and you know, it's just, it's sad, really, you know, but when you've got people who really do put in the time, and like you said, you know, finish it, and then a year and a half to go over it, and, you know, make adjustments here and tweak it and stuff like that, to make sure it is everything that you want it to be, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's more heartfelt that way, and I think you can really hear it when you do listen to songs like that. So.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, so, I don't know, man. It's one of those things. It just, bands like that is what makes them great. But because they don't have that, because they're not famous, they don't have the money, they're not going to get that exposure. So they go to social media, which is the biggest thing they can do anymore.
Yeah.
And that's how you get heard. It ain't about,
yeah,
they don't
absolutely
understand. Artists don't understand that hard work that people had to do to send, you know, they made their tape, you know, recording out of their basement and then sending the tape in and waiting for a reply in the mail. Understand that struggle. They didn't have to do that.
Well, I mean, I will say this about the, you know, what you call, you know, YouTube or your social media, you know, based, you know, bands and stuff like that. A lot of it's just, you know, so they can do what they do without having that big corporate, you know, hanging over their head, you know, telling them what they can and can't do and stuff like that. But some of it is just because it's the easiest way to get famous. You know,
yep.
You get that one
absolutely
thing to go viral or something, you know, and that's it. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to a quick break, and we will be back and talk more of 2019 music. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
could touch your lips. With my arms I would embrace, and you could wrap yours around my head. Why can't we be together? Why can't this be forever? Don't you run away from me. I know it's really hard to see, but baby, you belong with me. Please don't run away from me. Oh yeah. Away from me, baby. And I would love to see you smile, so please baby don't go. I wish my eyes could see your face, I wish my lips could touch your lips. With my arms I would embrace, and you could wrap yours around my head. Why can't we be together?
Everybody to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, the guy in glasses, with me from his studio tonight is Brian.
Oh.
And if you haven't been listening, shame on you. This is the first show back of 2020. You should have been listening already. If you did catch that song, that was Mike Snodgrass, Don't Run Away. I ran into Mike 8-9 months ago. He was playing at a local bar that I frequent, that I love, and we got talking, and I had him on air, and, you know, he lets us play his music, didn't charge us a dime, and, you know, let us put his music out there. I really love his music. He's very Dave Matthews-y to me, and I actually had to run into Mike. I actually ran into him twice in the last 2 weeks, and I have got me my very own pair of snob glasses coming. I've already paid for them. I'm waiting for them to come in the mail because, you know, I am the guy in glasses, and I'm going to have my very own snob glasses. So go check out Mike Snodgrass Music on Facebook. Give his page a like if you're in the Knoxville area. He's always playing. You can always find him around. So please don't hesitate to go hit him up. But, Ryan, back to what we were talking about, music of 2019. Let's start. I mean, I know we looked over the same list. We talked about it earlier in the day and stuff like that. So, I mean, out of that kind of list that we were going off of, and, you know, it was kind of just in general of all the top songs, which covered – you know, all genres. What was your kind of top pick out of that?
Well, there's quite a few. Anything mumble rap is garbage, okay? First off.
Well, you know, the only, like, really, there's only, like, four, like, hit, let's say, top songs or whatever, and that were hip hop, and one of them, just off the top of my head, it was a Drake song, and it was just money and cars and women and being better than, you know, all the other guys and talking about burying his money when he's dead. So, which to me is selfish as fuck, but, you know.
Well, it is. Drake, I don't know. There's something weird about Drake. Like, he's had a few good songs I've actually liked. But for the most part, it's like you said earlier when we was talking earlier, Drake's got the voice that doesn't fit. What was it you said?
I said it was like a Mike Tyson syndrome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, when you look at Mike Tyson, you think this big, huge, burly voice should come out, and it's not. And I look at Drake the same way, and I look at him, and, like, I don't know, he's, like, you know, he's 12 foot tall, and, like, it's, like, I visualize such a deeper voice coming out, and, like, I had never really paid attention to any videos, and I actually watched that video of that song, and I was just like, I just never realized how much they don't sync up to me, you know? Like, I don't know. He needs to be... he sounds like I have more street cred than he does. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
that's all.
There's actually been I don't know, man. It's hard to say which one's the worst because they're all bad. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them. I mean, okay, in the 1990s, Billy Ray Cyrus had one of the worst songs of music history. Okay, and it's on the list. You can look it up. You can see it's on a list everywhere. One of the worst songs ever was "Achy Breaky Heart." So,
I remember that being very, very popular.
It was popular, but it's still listed as one of the worst songs of all time. It was popular, but it's still listed as one of the worst songs of all time. So, what do? We wait 30 years, and then we put him into another song with a guy named Lil Nas X called Old Town Road. Now, yes, I know I'm like this shit because I know Dan's listening, and Dan played this. When we were down there on vacation, Dan played this fucking song in the car. And the kids love it. My kids love it. It's catchy. It's the bass line on it.
It's fun.
To listen to.
It's a fun song.
You can't deny that.
It's a fun song.
No, it is a fun song. But at the same time, I mean, fuck, my kids love Baby Shark, which came out this year, too. Last year, too. Which was horrible. I mean...
You can't compare Old Town Road to Baby Shark, okay? There's no comparison.
You can. Actually, I think
Baby Shark is like a lullaby.
Baby Shark's been listened to more than I think Old Town Road probably. But
probably, honestly, really.
I'm not. I know because
a lot of spinoffs have come off from that.
We've probably got half the views of all time played records here of Baby Shark in this house. But my kids, man, my son,
Baby
he still
Shark,
walks
do,
around.
Do, do.
He does. He comes up all the time, and he has his fist, and he throws it up. He's like, oh, dude, and he comes at me. And he's, I mean, it's just – but seriously, you go back to – you know, Old Town Road was like the most popular song of last year. But it was like the worst song ever.
Well – we'll have to disagree on that because I don't agree that "Achy Breaky Heart" was the worst song ever. I happen to love Billy Ray Cyrus, and I think it's sad that the generation is only going to that song and not also his Achy Breaky Heart song 30 years ago. That's what makes me sad about the situation. And it's the same situation with Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne. Everybody's thinking like, oh, look, Post Malone, you know, let this, you know, rocker dude come do a song with him. And it's like, no, no. Ozzy's the fucking shit, okay? well before Post Malone was even thought of. So, yeah. So
we can go, all joking aside, I mean, I'm not a big fan of that song, that whole Old Town Road. I hate it. And I think it's because I had to listen to it so many damn times. But if I've got to pick a song that I'd say is probably the worst rap song of last year, it's got to be that song Earth by Little Dicky. Have you heard it?
Earth by Little Dicky, I think so.
But
I think so.
I like,
but Little Dicky's not like a mainstream. Like he's more of a, it's comedy rapping. It's not he's not like a rap, you know, like he's trying to be gangster rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like in the hip hop community,
only,
you know what I'm saying?
The only thing worse than being a bad rapper is being a funny bad rapper. I mean,
he is a funny rapper.
It's like the worst 4 minutes. It's like the worst, 5 minute song, 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, something like that. It's the worst one that I've
listened to. But that song didn't even register on list of top songs for 2019.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I don't know. I'm looking at a list right here, and it's on there. But I don't know.
Not for a top song.
The best thing Little Dicky
maybe
done
for a
that
song of 2019, not a top song.
Look Little Dicky's little commercial for his TV show. That one was actually kind of catchy, I'm not gonna lie. He's like, "Hi, I'm Dave."
Hey.
But
I've seen it before.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. You mentioned Billie Eilish. And
so what would you say would be your favorite song to come back? Because I already posted mine. Mine was the Ozzy Post Malone song.
Man, the Ozzy
as far
Post
as
Malone.
Top songs that come out in 2019, that's my favorite.
That Ozzy and Post Malone is pretty badass. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, honestly, I like my beer. I do. I like my beer. And Beer Never Broke My Heart is a great song, man. I'm telling you. Great song.
It is. It's true to a sense. It's true to a sense. It's always there for you. It's always there to be comforting and never yells at you. You know,
yep.
It's always right there.
It is. It really is. I mean, if you go down, I mean, there's music has taken over the last few years. Music has taken a major downfall. I mean, it just plummets, and it's continuing to plummet. But the problem is people find they find this music, it's they think it's great. And it's, I don't know, you can call me biased because I grew up in a time when music was actually, people actually tried to do something with it and tried to be something versus people that are just now sampling everybody's face-wise and they're sampling everything, their lyrics, everything they make is sampled from somebody else. There's no originality. But then again, you can go back to the fact and say that Dr. Dre stole all the beats and took everything because the dude could come up with pretty much anything. But it just... nothing seems to be, I don't know, just nothing really seems to stick out anymore.
I could agree with you in that sense. Just, I mean, because it would. I mean, a lot of things anymore are repetitive to a certain extent.
Yeah. Well, then, like I said, you said earlier, too, you could have one of the greatest songs ever and... it'd be out there for the world to hear it, but because it's not a top five song, you're not going to hear it because the radio only wants to play, you know, 10 different songs and then, you know, rinse, wash, repeat.
Right.
It's just music just the same.
Right. You know, and speaking, you know, since we're on the subject or whatever, you're talking about Post Malone. Well, he had another top song of last year. It was Circles.
Yes.
Did you ever catch that one?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, people can say, I think they can say what they want about Post Malone with his, you know, his tattoos on his face and this and that and what he kind of looks like, I guess, as far as the first appearance and stuff like that. But I think he's got hella talent. And I think if he keeps up the way he's going, you know, he's, you know, be a force to be reckoned with. I really think that
I agree.
I think he's got the talent for it. And I think he's got the passion for it too, because like I said a little bit ago, you know, some stuff just comes across soulless, you know, and it doesn't with him. It really, like, just, he seems so passionate in what he does and what he's singing about. So,
well, and the thing is funny, because Post Malone just I see that thing on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen it, where it said, like, Post Malone looks like the 0.01% of germs that life off that you get.
I have. And like I said, you know, people, you know, I mean, you're going to have that with anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Somebody's not going to like you for what you look like or what you stand for or something like that. There's always going to be, you know, quote unquote haters in the crowd and stuff like that. So, but to me, some of the biggest people that I, you know, let's say idol or, you know, worship in music and stuff like that are tattooed and, you know, they're not pretty people. You know what I'm saying? They're not of that class. And I'm, you know, because I'm not of that fucking class, and nor do I care to ever be a part of that pretty people class. It's just not my style. So,
you know what gets me, though, is people like, I don't know, people that have been around, been in the game for a long time, and then they come out with a new track. It's like, well, we've heard them before, so, you know, we're not even going to put them on the list, nothing like that, no matter how good it is. They've been around long enough to where it's like, okay, they've already established themselves, they don't count anymore, you know? That's another thing that gets me about music nowadays, though, too. Like, if you look at one of my favorite rappers is Tech N9ne. And Tech N9ne came out with a song this year called Like I Ain't. And it came out in 2019. It was released last year. But if you look, and it's good. It's really fucking good. But if you look at any list, you'll never see them on a list. They don't talk about it. They just release it. It's just released.
Well. Excuse me. I kind of lost my train of thought there. I'll be honest with you. I was distracted by something. I was distracted by something on the screen, and I was thinking about something. I apologize. All right. I'm going to talk about this before we take another break here. We're getting on another half hour of the show here. Okay. Sam Smith. Do you know who I'm talking about? Brian, did we lose you? Well, anyways, Sam Smith, he's come out and has made an album and everything, and I sincerely like the guy.
He's awesome.
I think he has an incredible voice and everything like that, but it absolutely killed me to watch one of his videos. And I'm trying to get back to the name of it, or which one it was. How do you spell it? Yeah. And
Stranger?
No. How do you sleep at night?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know where it's at, but I know that's the name of it. How do you sleep at night? That's not what I wanted to do. Anyways. I watched the video like that, and I was really set back because it comes across very feminine. Like, the entire video is very feminine dancing, very feminine movements. There's like 20 guys in the background dancing with them. And yeah, it's it really weirded me the fuck out, honestly. Which kind of killed me because I really liked the song. Like, this, I had heard the song on the radio before. I never paid attention to who it was or anything like that, you know, until I, you know, was prepping for the show today and everything. And I was like, oh, okay, that's this guy. And I watched the video and I'm like, I didn't know what to say to it because I was completely floored by watching it. So, you know, if I could ever reach out to that guy, I'd like to talk with him about it, and if he can give me an explanation as to why it comes out so damn feminine. Because, like, at one point, he's sitting in a chair and he's moving his hands across his chest, you know, and it's just, I don't know, the movements are, they're just very feminine. And
no,
like something you would think like Nicki Minaj would be doing, you know, like rubbing all over. I don't know. It's weird.
I know.
And then all the dancers have garters over there. All of them like had a garters over there. Like, they have their pants, and they're like a garter belting over there. And I'm just like, I don't get it.
Well, it's funny because like, you're right, because they real smoothly come out. They spread their arms. They rub their, you know, they fly their arms across their chest and stuff. It's very, very weird. It's, I don't know. It's like a PG rated. I don't know. It's weird. The dancing is odd too. I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they, just the whole thing, you know. And like, but he's a talented guy. Like you mentioned the other song, "Dancing with a Stranger." There's another song. I saw that today as well. And I hadn't heard one before, and that was another, you know, killer song, I thought. I think he has incredible talent and an amazing voice. Again, he's one of those guys, I feel he's got a lot of passion when he's singing, and it's very moving to listen to him. But that video kind of killed me, like, absolutely just floored me, and I want to know why doing that song, talking about a love leaving, you know, like, or, you know, like, and how do you sleep at night knowing that you were, you know, with you lying to me, basically, was, you know, what in the song. And it's like, it didn't fit the song at all. Like, nothing about it to me made me link that up together. You know, it wasn't visually appealing. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you were a female and, like, I don't know, at a damn male review, it might have been appealing, but I don't know.
In a sense, I know, I get what you're saying, I really do, and in a way, it's funny because it reminds me of, like, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran kind of pisses me off about that because Ed Sheeran can sing. That dude's got a beautiful voice, but the problem with him is he wants to try and rap all the time, and I don't know if you've listened to much of him or not, but, he's got that song Perfect that he does. And he's got there's a part on there where he does the song and he's got I can't remember his name, Andre Bocelli or something like that, he's like an Italian opera singer. And the dude's amazing. But he can sing so well, but all he does is he wants to rap. He wants to like play guitar, try to rap. And it's like a waste of his talent.
Well, I don't get the rapping out of him, I guess. I mean, he did do a few songs with Eminem, you know, that I guess, but the rest of his stuff doesn't really necessarily come across as just a wanting to be a rapper to me.
Right. I do have, there is something funny I came across earlier today when I was looking. There was a story down in Florida. It's just because I was on the Ed Sheeran thing, it made me think of it. I think it was like in Florida or somewhere. This guy shows up at a church or something like that. And he was going around churches. And he claimed to be Ed Sheeran and was playing for like, I think, he'd get on and he had like a rendition of Ed Sheeran's songs. And he was playing for just like a few bucks or something. So they had talked to the pastor and asked him, why would Ed Sheeran come and play for like $35 and a sandwich? you know. And the pastor, told the people, he was like, "Well, I figured he just fell on Ed Sheeran and just falling on hard times." But
he's coming out with music like every couple months, yeah. but he's falling on hard times.
Right. I just sent you a picture of this guy. It's like Ed Sheeran if he fell onto it, became a heroin junkie or something. And it was hilarious. It made me think of that.
Let's see this photo here.
Oh
my God! Really? That's who they thought.
Yes.
Jesus, that's like. It's like Ed Sheeran on crack, meth, and heroin all at once for 10 years.
Yeah. And they said, we just figured Ed Sheeran fell on hard times. He was playing for $35 in a sandwich each gig.
Yeah. I'd say hard times. Did you look at him? Good Lord. Jesus. That's not even like. Some people are so gullible. I hate that. Church people are so gullible. I feel bad, but they really are. But that's not even remotely in the ballpark of even if Ed Sheeran fell on hard times. You know how long it would take him to look like that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. MC Hammer didn't even fall on hard times that fast, man. It took him a while. He still looks decent.
Vanilla Ice didn't fall that much hard times. Good Lord, he only had one fucking song. Oh, shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take another quick break. Bear with us, and we'll be right back with you to finish out the show.
The devil's holding on to me, the grinding on the teeth, cause it's scenery.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. Unfortunately, I have lost my co-host. I can see him on my screen. I just can't hear anything he's saying. So he is trying to get that worked out right now. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. And I'm going to play one more song on a break here so we can get him logged back in and get this figured out. So just bear with us. We're going to do one more. And I think we're going to do some Alicia Beale, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Oh, and if you were wondering, that was Good Fences by Wonderknocked. So leave you with some Alicia Beale real quick. See if I can't get my co-host logged back into the studio with me. Hold on. Welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. We apologize for that. We had a little bit of technical difficulties there. That's why I left you out on a third song there. That was Alicia Beale, Ignite. Brian, are you back with us, buddy? Still got a lot of static on your end. Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on with that. But, you know, as they say, the show must go on. So we're going to try to fight through this the best we can. As Brian works at, to figure out what's going on. And we're going to keep talking 2019 music. And let's see. The next person. You know, I want to go back to this because we talked about it before the break. I'm going to go back to Ed Sheeran a little bit. He had one song that I wanted to talk about. It was called Beautiful People. And I'll tell you, I really, really love this song. And the reason I love it so much is because when you listen to it and watch the video, even more so, you can just really feel that, you know, he's not into the whole Hollywood glam of being a popular artist. And you can tell he refers to himself because when you watch the video, he did use a ginger person in the video to play the male role. So I think it's very much a reflection of his true feelings on the subject. So I just wanted to touch back on that because I think he's an incredible artist, and I think he's got a lot more to come. And okay, and we lost Brian again. But anyways, that's my take on Ed Sheeran. So now I get to mention that before the break there, and then of course now we're having technical difficulties with Brian. But it is what it is. Let's see. Just because she's got a couple, and I thought this one was funny, I'm going to say my piece about her. Ariana Grande. She had a couple songs come out last year. The one that I thought was funny as shit was Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Literally, it's just talking about, you know, being alone and being attracted to somebody who's taken. And I like it, I guess, just because of the attitude about the whole idea. Is like, just break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Come be with me. So, let's see. Hello, Brian. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're still doing a little bit of staticiness, but no, see, you cut back out.
What the hell's going on?
Well, none of us know what the hell's going on either, so I don't know what's going on. It's definitely on your end, not on my end, because I haven't had an issue yet. No. Well, Brian's going to keep trying to get himself logged back in here. We're going to keep going. Let's see. Okay. So, there's a couple of songs on here that I'm going to talk about. Let's see. One was that one. What was the other one? It was, let's see. Where'd it go? Well, now I can't find it. Well, the one I'm going to start with is called Señorita, Shawn Mendes. If you haven't listened to this song, I highly recommend that you do. It is one of those songs that literally just makes you want to move. And I think most, I guess, Hispanic, Latin, music has a lot of that fire and a lot of that, let's say, sauciness to it. And I absolutely love this song, Senorita. I just think it was a incredible song. I think it was very well played, and I loved the music video that went along with it. And there's another one here that, God dang it, I can't find it. And I remember not even, there's like 90% of the damn song you couldn't understand because I'm not Spanish and I don't speak Spanish. But for the life of me, I cannot find it. Da, 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 da. It's like it's not even on the list anymore. No. Can't even find it. Well, moving right along, Brian is still trying to get himself logged back into the studio. And let's see. Let's talk about this one. This is a top song 2019. Another one that I thought was spot on, along with most of the stuff by this group, Maroon 5, Memories. And if you haven't listened to it, you should. It was great. It's just talking about how drinking brings back memories, and those memories bring back memories. And the, you know, that has, you know, drinking from lost loved ones, you know, due to death or lost love, you know, friends and relationships. And it was very touching, very moving. Where are you going, Dan?
Going back downstairs.
Well, Dan, are you sure? Because we're a co-host down. You could fill in and, you know, you could hang out with me for, you know, 15 minutes or so, and well, we can close out the show together. What do you think?
I don't do popular music.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you listen to popular music.
I
figure there's a bunch of the popular band. You listen to their stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't really come out with anything in 2019.
Okay, well, maybe they didn't come out with anything in 2019. But, you know, they're still on here. You still have an opinion. You listen to popular music in the car and the radio stuff, do you not? Do you listen to any radio? You listen to the radio when we're in the van?
Just on. I don't listen to it.
Or if you would. Somebody's chiming back in here. Hey. Are you back? Are you sure?
That's the game plan.
That's the game. Well, you sound a lot clearer. It's a lot lower, but I can at least I can hear you.
I don't know. Since
okay.
You like me to stairs.
Okay. All right, Dan. I'm going to relieve you.
Thank you.
You were willing to stay, though. And you know how much that, you know what that means to me? Right here, buddy. Right here. Right here. thank you. Right there, buddy.
Gotcha.
I love you, man. So, you missed a couple things. What's your take on Maroon 5? Right.
Do what?
Yeah, I did talk about her a little bit. She had a couple good songs, and I, like I said, there's one I just thought it was funny. Just it break up with your girlfriend on board. I thought that was hilarious. So I don't necessarily. She's not on a playlist of mine or anything, but that song I did enjoy. I thought it was funny. But what's your take on Maroon 5? Adam Levine, what do you think?
Well,
I was talking about their song Memories.
I haven't heard that one yet. I have listened. I listened to some of their shit back, you know, when they put them out, and for the first couple albums, I listened to a few of their songs pop up. But I never really got too much into them.
Really?
So I really can't give you any input on that one.
Well, that's very disheartening to me. I thought everybody loved Maroon 5 and Adam Levine, he's been on The Voice, for several seasons and stuff like that. And, I thought everybody loved him. How could you not have an opinion on Maroon 5?
That was a really nice guilt trip there. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you follow anything on, you know about Maroon 5, I mean, how do you not have an opinion?
Well, I don't know.
That's not a good fucking excuse. Just say something.
I'm listening to someone in the pod. Adam Levine is pretty fucking amazing. Like the dude can sing. I'll give him that. But I don't know. I don't listen to him.
It's just not your cup of tea.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say that. It's just they're not a go. I mean, there's so much music out there that they're not a go-to band to hear. I mean, if it comes on the radio and I have nothing else, if I don't have my phone connected or something, then I'll listen to them. But I mean, that's about as far as it'll go. I probably
okay.
should though. I hear a lot of good about music they've come out with. So it's really hard for me to give an opinion on them because I've heard a few songs, but I couldn't tell you if they're new or not. So,
well,
yeah, sorry to let you down there.
Yeah, man, I'm really, it's very upsetting.
Let me ask. Okay, so in a search for music today and looking around for the last couple of days, I came across this song called Translation. I guess the person's name is Shade. I don't know. But have you ever heard this song?
Can't say that I have.
Okay, well, it's called Trampoline. So if you get a chance, you should check it out. That way I can...
Trampoline.
Okay. Yes. All right,
I'll check it out after the show here.
I mean, the video starts out where she's just standing there and she's got some, like, white cloth wrapped around her head. So you can see her face, but it's weird. Maybe something like kids having nightmares over. Looks like something from a horror movie.
Hey, I know we haven't talked about yet. Who's a good person to talk about? Blake Shelton, God's Country.
Blake Shelton, that's a good one.
And I fucking love this song. And I am not the hugest country music artist fan. I have a lot of, country roots. All my family's from Alabama. I don't know. As far as a music, I guess it's different for me because I didn't grow up in that lifestyle. I mean, like, all my family's from Alabama. I'm the only one born in Florida. So I didn't grow up around farm country and working land and stuff like that, getting up early, getting, eggs out of the coop or anything. Like a lot of my family. But I tell you, God's Country, hands down, best country song of 2019, in my opinion. Because, it really just touches you, And I love the line that he has in that song about the devil went down to Georgia, but this was God's country.
Yeah.
Devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stay long. This is God's country. I think it's how the line goes. And I fucking loved that. Like I thought it was an awesome, tribute to Devil Went Down to Georgia, and just incorporating that into his song, being about God. I thought it was well played. I thought it was a great play on words there with that. Truly enjoyable song. I hear it, guys at the shop, they play it usually. It's more of like a country first shift, and we have more of a heavy metal rocker second shift, you know? A little bit of pop and hip-hop, I guess. Second shift at my job, so... I really liked it. I really liked it.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good song. As far as the best country song of 2019, I mean, it's definitely in the top, I mean, in the top three to top five. I mean, I'd say it's probably in the top three. And that's just because there's one song I can't remember. But can you really count, here's my thing, can you really count songs like All Summer Long by Kid Rock as a country song when it's really just a cover? You know, I mean, I hate that they do that, but I can understand why they do it. I still hate it. That's not okay. It's not acceptable. But going back to Blake Shelton, I mean, everything that he does, I mean, it's fun to listen to. You know, a song he did, Old Red, you know, talking about the dude breaking out of prison and shit.
That
song, like, that's one of the songs, like, I don't
know.
That's what
his bar's named after.
Do what?
That's what his bar's named after, Old Red.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton Bar in Nashville.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like, he just, I don't know, the dude just makes good music. That song, you remember the song Neon Light? Where he's sitting there talking about the chick they broke up with. Yeah, I mean, it's like everything he makes is just good to listen to. And I'm not even
absolutely
a big country person.
I am a big fan of his.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, you know, I catch a lot of his personality because I watch The Voice, and you see a lot of his personalities, you know, and his down earth, you know, his good nature and stuff, and fun nature, I guess, you know, while watching that. So it's cool to see that. It's probably, you know, probably one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of Al Levine, you know, because, you know, I see a lighter side of him, not just, you know, his music, you know, but, you know, you see them bickering back and forth, you know, like they're married on the show and stuff like that. And, you know,
right.
Just think it's funny.
No, you're right. And you know, it's rare that you actually find somebody, regardless of the genre of music, where they actually put out their real personality. You know what I mean? Where you can actually, you know, even on something, you know, with TV being as scripted as it is, you can pick up, you know, you get their personality and you feel closer to them and everything. It's crazy. Brad Paisley's the same way, you know, you pick up on him and you just kind of, it's like you feel like you get to know the guy.
Say, I love his, commercials, with Mr. Payton.
Oh, you know, Forehead Manny? Yeah.
Yeah, I love those damn commercials that they get. They're hilarious.
They make.
I mean, seriously, honestly, they really are. I want to go to Paytonville. I want to go where that is, and I want to go live there. And I'm not even like a big football fan or anything like that either, but I'd go live in Paytonville. Shit, it looked nice. Well, man, is there anything else that you wanna talk about? We're kind of winding down here, and I've kind of capped on the things that I knew I wanted to mention and talk about, and who I wanted to talk about.
Well, I will say I do want to reiterate again. Definitely, if you ain't heard them, go check out the Jeffries. They're on YouTube. I think they got a Facebook page even. I don't know, but I know they're on YouTube. You gotta check them out because they're great music. If you haven't heard them, which I know you have, but you know, anybody listening, but I had a couple things I wanted to mention, and then with the technical difficulties, I kind of, like, you know, lost my train of thought there, so.
Well, it's, you know, it happens, it's all good. Hey, you know, we got to work the kinks out of this first show back, you know, we'll just come back next week and do it bigger and better next time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wind down the show here. I'm going to let Brian say his goodbyes and his farewells to the audience. And then we will leave you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, I'm Brian. I have another show. It's called The Opinion Battlefield. It will be coming back here soon. Hopefully, without fail, we'll be back. That's all I have.
What days do you plan on having your show?
It'll be Thursdays. Thursday at 5 o'clock Eastern time, I think it is. Yeah, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And yeah, it's awesome, dude, because it's just me and a friend just bullshitting about anything and everything. Mainly keep updated topics and stuff. And kind of it's crazy because, like, you know, two different views on things. He's an asshole. I'm not. However you want to look at it. But yeah, I mean, working out some final details on it, and then we'll be back. So I'll have more information next week.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, we can't wait to get you guys back on the air. I know us down here, we've talked about stuff like that, and we're looking forward to having you guys back on air and having Opinion Battlefield as a running show again, as they are having Note by Note running back again. I know they were, Dan and Angel were especially happy about that. So, seeing how I was outside of my contract for a couple months, but they let me slide because they're nice and they love me. So, but anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I want to, you got something?
Yeah, I was actually going to, one thing that did pop in my head.
Yeah, what's up?
I was going to ask if you checked with him, or checked on, have you heard of the artist known as Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll, he sounds familiar. Why does that sound familiar?
It's kind of like a, I don't know, man, he's kind of got like a southern, he's got a southern draw to his voice, but he raps. And, dude, I tell you, he's amazing. Like, really fucking amazing. Like, he's got some music that'll
Jelly
take
Roll.
You right down in your feelings. It's,
Jelly Roll,
he's got
Jelly
a song
Roll.
Called...
Yeah. See, I knew his name sounded familiar. I just pulled a picture of him. I know who that is. It'd probably be one of his top songs, I would say, that I'd come across, because I get a lot of times where I'm on YouTube, and it's just going through.
Yeah. Now you get a chance to check out.
But
like
I know exactly. What is it?
He it's called Same Asshole. And then
Same
he's got
asshole?
Another one called Fall in the Fall.
Okay.
So
I've definitely
checked out.
Yeah, I heard that guy before. Heck yeah.
I forgot he came out last year. He came out around last year too. Started pushing that. Well, he'd been out a little bit longer, but he pushed that out last year. And that's one of the better rap music I've probably heard of.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to leave you for the evening. And we bid you a fair night, or a farewell, and a good night. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I want to thank... Dan and Angel for being here at the beginning of the show, helping plug all of Wiki Curiosity Media, all of our shows. We talked about Contraband Games, so please go over there, go to the page and stuff and check them out. They've got that upcoming event. So if you are able, please show any support that you can. For that, we greatly appreciate it. They are great people with a great product, a great game, a great family game that can really, bring people together because it's a lot of fun, and the rulings on it are, so simple to follow along with, and it's just a great time for the whole family. See, we played some Alicia Beale tonight. We played some Jaybirds. And we played some Mike Snodgrass. So if you're interested in any of those artists, please go check out their Facebook pages. Give them a like and a follow. Jaybirds and Mike Snodgrass are local. Alicia Beale, she was out of Nashville. So check out their pages and stuff like that. great people. I've had all of them on the show before. So again, go check them out and show them some love. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say to keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, everybody.
That's the only way I can explain where I'm at right now. I must have really been throwing them down, 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Put all I knew and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up crumble, 'cause I never would have done it so. I could blame it on the jack, pin it on the Cuervo, but surely I was sipping on some hell I don't know. Wish I could find some bad excuse to explain what I did to you, 'cause I never would have done it sober. I never would have said it's over. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could all I do and tore our world apart. Tomorrow I know I'll wake up hungry, but I never would have done it sober. No, I never would have done it sober. I know it will all come rolling back to you, but right now I can't recall a damn thing. I never would have done it sober. Never would have said it sober. I never would have spoke the words that broke your heart. Could I do it to our world apart? Tomorrow I know I'll wake up hungry, 'cause I never would have done it sober. Never would have done it so. I must have had one too many. I really must have turned it up.